Abbey Fields. Long ago, these fields belonged to the abbey at Wenlock. Milburga was the abbess, but she did not spend all her time in the cloisters and within the walls. She would ride out on her horse to visit the people of her community. It was on one such ride that she came across a group of villagers desperately looking across a field. The field was covered in geese, and the geese were pecking at the newly planted grain. Milburga asked if she could help them. The villagers told her that no matter what they tried, the geese ignored them. Even the scarecrows don't seem to be doing anything. Thought Milburga, the scarecrows don't seem to be doing anything. So she put her hands together in prayer and asked for help from the Lord above. The villagers' faces lost their desperate look. Now they were filled with awe and wonder. The scarecrows were moving. Not just a twitch here and there in the breeze. Their legs and arms were waving around. They pulled their feet from the earth and began to dance. Around and around they swirled among the geese. One by one, the geese looked up, and seeing the wonder of the dancing scarecrows, they flew away. The villagers cheered and thanked Milburga. When she returned to the abbey later that day, what did she see? Geese on the abbey field, pecking at the newly planted grain. She rode into the field and began to talk to them. She was blessed with the power of talking with birds, robins and wrens, crows and curlews, but today she was speaking goose. Well, the geese looked up. They'd never heard a human speak their language before. She asked them why they were taking the grain and explained that it needed to grow to feed the people of Wenlock. Then she told them to go to the banks of the river. It had flooded last week, and now the land on the banks was rich with food and would provide a fine feast for them. The geese thanked her and promised never to take the grain from her fields again. And as far as I know, the geese do not take the grain from the fields around Wenlock to this day because of the promise they made to Milburga.